John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection. Tape 106, Reel 1. 6 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The one excision has been indicated. For additional information, see recording log number 106.
All right, okay. Because we had support. feedback program has been the most successful agriculture program in the history of this country. Right now, the price of corn is up to $1.33, which is taller than that gallon in the Senate, because he sells it, because he's got a few chicken farmers in Delaware, and that's fine. We've got two goddamn many chickens now, we're going to have a price next year. But we got that price up there. Farmers like this is going to hold down hog production, it's going to hold down cattle production, and our best guess is next year we're going to have good hog prices, we're going to have good cattle prices, and that's exactly why we got the corn up there. Our income in the West has been good, and I think you've never been as popular with farmers. This is where we can move some. There are a few wheat farmers, goddamn, they ask for it. Now, we want this idea of what I'm going to go for. Now, what I don't want to hear about some is this. Here's what I'm thinking about doing. It has some dangers.
There was a survey of the Wallace thing, wasn't it? Did you get it? I don't know.
Yeah.
If you know what it
is. Good. It shows in Iowa, and generally in the Midwest, there's a recent poll in Minnesota that shows 70% approval on yourself. I mean, I think really that this program, we've got the surpluses down, we got income up, we got per capita income up higher than it's ever been before, we have trouble next year with chickens, we got a problem with wheat that they had to
live in.
Yeah, people that we had right now, the wheat farmers don't know what happened. They don't know why they voted what they did, they don't know exactly what this is all about, they think something's going to bail them out, and when the time comes, by then, I think this would be a good program. But of course, the way they should have wouldn't pass would be for us to come on board now.
Next year, you think it would be that
I would rather do a sit, give me more than yes. I think we might want to set up this program along with some other things when we set up the program next spring. This is possible. But I want to get the wheat growers, and I want to get the Farmers Union and the NFO, and I want to get some rank and file farmers, and I want to get some people, and I want to get some of these Republicans that are squawking and say, come up and show me some votes. We had all kinds of programs up here, and we bring them up to Congress, and the Republicans vote to a man on everything, I don't care what it is, in the House Agriculture Committee and the House of Representatives, they vote against everything in agriculture on a partisan basis. I don't care whether it's a change of tea or a dot and I. They vote strict partisan on the food stamp program, on the one-year crop land preparation program, on everything. And we've had the patience of Job. So what I look forward to get out of this mess, following up your suggestion some months ago when I made a tour, which I think would be difficult in just being in the car and driving the country, is this. When I was governor, three times I went and had meetings around the state without calling reports to people. I invited anybody who wanted to come to come. I made a brief statement what we're doing, and I answered questions as long as people wanted to ask them. What I would propose to do for the next few months is to go to some selected places where I got appearances anyhow. Advertise broadly enough to invite in farmers and to just make a statement to them of accomplishments, what's been done, what the program is, and then invite questions and talk to these people.
You think that's setting up a formal tour?
Well, I do, because In fact, when we had the ambulance bill in the spring, I said, I need about 14 meetings this time around the country. We had as many as 1,000 people that answered questions for as long as 4 hours. And a lot of people came and went. Solid 4 hours of the month. And this is very well received. And I was trying to project they were talking to farmers and this and these, the farm organizations can't get together. So how the hell do you expect the administration to pass the farm program? And Mark will have been already in these, but now this can't. They keep on dragging feet out here and I'm not having a problem with this Democrat members. And I just come for this will be done and now I just want to go out and make a report.
They ought to be in the final. That's not a good trip.
We want a good trip and I'm hoping to go out of the way.
Any doubt in the CIA?
Yeah, I'm going to send this over and then we've done it. And probably we'll have a couple hundred pages of detail. Conversations, observations, the kind of things that the experts can put together that may mean something to people that are consulting in this stuff, you see. We've got a complete narrative of every conversation, every voice, and everything that we've got. And so, and it's been, I think it was on a good little basis, and I think that, I know that where I'm concerned, it's been a little perspective that you know you can get by a bullet.
Well, I
she had tried it. And then I kicked her out and I went to the school.
How did she get going?
She was a gorgeous player.
That's true.
Yeah, she did an awfully good job there. Thought that thing out. Jane was just, of course, was shocked. And the first was her family. There's no family. So the kids start going to nursery.